And we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air one of our friends, Artistic Director Jeffrey Baumgartner from Dunes Summer Theater. Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's nice to be had. Nice to hear from you. How are you?
Great. Well, I know you've had some, tell us a little bit about some changes that are happening for this season with Dunes Summer Theater with the COVID-19 issue going on.
Yeah, you know what? We have had a couple of deadlines come and go. We talked about April 15th and then April 3rd. So many of our friends are running summer companies around the country. And so we're a little scrappy in our 68th season, founded in 1952. We're a little scrappy. So we kind of thought, let's keep an eye on, you know, how complicated the world is getting and when we might be able to get a green light and open up the doors. And then we had June 1st as the final deadline. We were going to then announce to our audience whether we would do salvage any of the programming. Obviously, our May and our June was off. July was looking bad. August was kind of up in the air. So we have made the decision. You might know that, of course, we experienced some vandalism out of the theater that was untimely and hurtful and hateful and a lot of damage. So by recouping and moving on that, it really made us have to, you know, put everything in the mix and say, are we able to do a summer? So we have suspended. We are officially announcing we have suspended the operations and programming for 2020. But, Larry, obviously we're going to go into some alternate programming, as so many companies are forced to do. You certainly might know about the Hump Day Happy Hour. Amy is our president of the board, of course, Amy Black, and we immediately tried to gather ourselves and say, look, a lot of our friends are musicians, a lot of our friends, of course, are gig workers. They find themselves out of work. They find themselves out of an income stream. What do we need to do? So we immediately set a budget and started hiring them, really, for these. It was funny how it happened. It was happened to be a Wednesday, and she says, hey, what day of the week is it? And I said, Wednesday. And she says, hump day. And I said, no, it's happy hour. And we had been talking about programming. How do we do this? And I said, that'll help us remember what day of the week it is. So we do hump day happy hour on Wednesdays, 5:30. We are now going, I think, into our sixth week. It might be the seventh. We're going to probably take it through the end of June. And we hire musicians to do a 45-minute set. We felt like, instead of putting actors in a Zoom situation and rehearsing something and then presenting that in an online webcast situation, musicians typically have, you know, a body of work ready to go that they can present. So we decided to just keep that as musicians, and it's just been a really great program. It's let our audience kind of get to know what our status is week to week, and we also get to enlist these musicians.
Where can they access that online?
Yes, of course. That is our Facebook page. It is simply Dunes Arts. And, of course, Dunes is plural, Dunes Arts. Or you can simply on Facebook look up Dunes Arts Foundation. And on our page, we go live right at 5:30 on Wednesdays. And, again, I think we're going to do at least 5 to 6 of them more, probably through the end of June.
And can they see the archived ones you already have done? Is it only
That's
live?
Right. That's right. After the musician records, it actually saves on our page. And I believe you just simply on your left-hand column, your drop-down menu is simply, I believe it's videos, and they are archived. So you can see any of those. It's been really cool because we'll see. It was such a nice surprise. Johnny V, a local favorite, kicked us off, and I think we saw something like 1,200 views. We were shocked. I thought it was going to be Amy, the president, myself, having a virtual drink, and my mother in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And we had 1,200 people see us, and then 400 within 2 to 3 days. So people do come back and revisit those videos.
Wow, that's great.
Isn't that cool?
Hey, you're keeping that together. Well, just personally, how has COVID-19 influenced you? I mean, you're also an artist, a painter, and you've been out there doing that. So tell us a little bit about that.
I was used to traveling, and of course, this is our busy time. So the theater company, as you know, kind of over this would have been our fourth summer with the new management team, the new board of directors, kind of a whole new direction. And while I was pushing us to get closer to a year-round situation, out in April, a couple of weeks in front of Memorial Day, a couple of weeks after Labor Day, we find that the weather sometimes just doesn't cooperate. So we're pretty much slotting into that schedule that is a Memorial Day, Labor Day operation. In fact, Larry, today was the day we were opening production number one. Amy said happy opening this morning, and I didn't know what she was talking about. I was not. It's so you know, we've been rehearsing that for about 6 weeks, that first show, and so it's out of sight, out of mind.
What show was that going to be?
Well, it would have been Billy Bishop, a two-hander. So
right.
Billy Bishop was the 1940s World War I, World War II Canadian ace fighter pilot, taken from history, and he's joined by a piano player slash narrator, and it's really a delightful comedy. Doesn't get dark necessarily, but it is a serious piece, but a great deal of humor. And Billy was quite a character, so he does anywhere from 12 to 15 other characters in the play. So it's really quite fun. Great storytelling, and that's something that the Duel's been looking to do over the last many several years, yeah.
Well, we hope we can see that in the future. Well, we have to wrap it up now for this segment, but we appreciate it being on. That's Jeffrey Baumgartner, Artistic Director for Dune Summer Theater, which unfortunately announced that the season is not happening, but they have some great stuff going on their website. So, Jeffrey, thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.